Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to The Matrix is Real. My name is Neo, and I'm broadcasting live from the top of Los Angeles. I'm at the outside of the Griffith Observatory in Griffith Park. Little known to many is that the city of LA, despite the fact that COVID-19 has in large part, the restrictions have been rescinded all over the world and all over this country, the city of Los Angeles is still one of the few places where we are segregated in our society. Supposedly the land of free and home of the brave, of which the U.S. Constitution was created to supposedly secure and protect human rights. In the city of Los Angeles, you cannot enter a public space because you have not been injected with an experimental mRNA injection. Make no mistake, it is not a vaccine. It does not meet the legal requirements to be called a vaccine. That's why it has still not been fully FDA approved. It has been authorized by the FDA. And most doses that are being administered are still the doses that were created under the emergency authorization use. The benchmark for society for recalling a new vaccine on the market is 50 deaths. To date, officially, according to the biggest databases in the world, the VAERS in the United States, the one in the European Union, and also in Asia, 50,000 people have died after receiving one of the mRNA COVID vaccinations. Yet we keep rolling it out. I just saw Elmo. Elmo from Sesame Street is now pushing mRNA vaccinations to children under the age of 5. Even though, you can even cite the CDC on this, barely any children that young are getting seriously ill or dying as a result of being infected with COVID-19. So why are we pushing this? The mayor of New York will soon require COVID vaccines to enter the public school system starting this fall. Gavin Newsom and the state of California have indicated the same will soon happen here. What we're living in right now is the illusion of freedom. We are still living in an open-air prison. Black power? I mean, hey, I agree with you. Black power, let's have unification for all people. Let's stop thinking in terms of race. I just saw a guy literally gunned down, 90 bullets fired at him in, what was it, Ohio? 60 of which hit him. And the police want us to trust them and believe that he conveniently left his firearm on the seat of his car, as well as a full magazine that didn't appear to be used. And they claim that because there was a slight little flash of light on the freeway that he fired once at police and that justified it. Why are we not talking about this as a society? We want to talk about people dying of COVID, even though, let's be real, all you called it, people like me, conspiracy theorists at the very beginning of this. Barely anyone died. There's a 0.04% survival rate. And if you lost a loved one, I apologize. I have too. But let's be real. Almost everyone that's dying from this either A, had a pre-existing condition, as it was the case with my family, or B, the hospital literally killed them due to their treatment. I've seen doctor after doctor, Dr. McClellow, the biggest heart doctor expert in the country. He has testified in front of the Senate, in front of Congress. He says that these vaccines should be recalled globally immediately. Robert Malone, the co-creator of the mRNA technology that was developed for the COVID-19 vaccine that's being utilized, he is amid a fierce critic speaking out saying, we are rolling this out right now and we have no idea what the long-term consequences are. Have you looked at the global fertility rate lately? Everyone wants to say it's because nobody was going out. Let's be real, when people are locked up, they act like little rabbits. We should see the fertility rate skyrocketing. Instead, globally, the fertility rate is plummeting. Why is that? There was just a study out that shows that it attacks the ovaries in women and sperm motility drops off a cliff. We are witnessing, do you guys remember The Children of Men? We're in Hollywood right now, right? The Hollywood sign's right there. Children of Men starring Clive Owen came out about 15 years ago. Around this time in 2025, I believe. So we're in 2022. We have the global, basically, sterility of humanity. You want to call that a coincidence? Suddenly women couldn't have children in this fictional dystopian future. But that we are living in reality because that's what's happening right now. I've seen so many people. There's a case right now against the Marines. There was already one against the Navy, the Supreme Court. They said that the government cannot require you to get a COVID-19 vaccination because it violates your religious freedoms protected under the First Amendment. And everyone wants to talk about, well, they use aborted fetal cells in the development. I'm here to tell you that's not the only reason. Nobody's talking about this. We are living in the mark of the beast system times. You know that QR code they're starting to show it for everything and everywhere? They're rolling out global QR codes, digital passports. While everyone's talking about the violence in Highland Park, everyone's talking about the violence in Uvalde, which are tragic, don't get me wrong. People are ignoring that underground right now, they are rolling out statewide, it's already over 50% of the states, digital ID laws. Do you guys know about the World Economic Forum? In September of this year, they're rolling out the global framework for a global vaccine passport. They're calling it a health passport. And it will be used not only to check your vaccination status, but it will be your new digital ID, just as they're about to roll out the central bank digital currencies. Cash is going bye-bye. There will be no more cash soon. And you say, okay, like it's a big deal. They said that this was not going to permanently alter your DNA. They said that. There's a study out of Israel, the most vaccinated country in the world against COVID-19, that shows that the mRNA gets inside of your genome, inside of your DNA. The Supreme Court has ruled time and time again, you cannot patent nature. You can't patent a piece of corn. You can't patent a natural human being. But you can patent nature when it's been altered. What anyone that has gotten the COVID-19 vaccination, you have patented technology inside of your body, and we might soon in the near future, next 5, 10, 20 years, see a lot of these corporations, specifically the government, saying they own you because you're no longer a real human. You've been modified on a genetic level. I used to laugh when I'd read the book of Revelation, and I still don't believe the Bible in its entirety. I think all religions have been corrupted. Like Jesus says, I'm not here to abolish the law, but I am here to purify it. I believe that I was selected by God to help spread the word and help unite mainly the three dominant or four dominant religions on this planet: Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and Buddhism. The reality is all of the major world religions agree on one thing. There's one God. What we differ in is culture, is history, the story. Was Jesus the literal Son of God? Or was he a man selected by God? We are all sons and daughters of God. That's the fundamental difference. And that, in truth, is why the world has been at war for almost our entire existence. A disagreement in a story. But what I will tell you is that all the religions also speak of the end times, the times of judgment. And I say the end times because it's not the end of the world. I want you to, a lot of people that speak out on this, hey, stop trying to scare everyone. No, we're not trying to scare anyone. It's a matter of this system as it exists is going to end. And a new system will be created. One that is rooted in evil. Where Elmo pushes a 5-year-old or a 3-year-old or a 12-month-old watching Sesame Street an mRNA, experimental mRNA injection that we have no idea what it will do for the long term to their health. For something that's like the flu. Just like you guys said it, we were crazy at the beginning for saying this. Statistics don't lie. Let's trust the science, except when the science doesn't agree with us. Also, I don't know if you guys knew this. In Geneva, Switzerland, on July 5th, CERN turned on the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider. If you're not familiar with that, it's basically a 26-mile, in terms of a circumference, long, long circle where they have a long 13-foot wide tunnel where they shoot particles at each other near the speed of light and record what happens afterwards. The last time that it was done to the scale was in 2012. And there was a lot of weird stuff that happened since then. For example, you could go online right now over Switzerland. There was basically what looked like a giant portal of clouds over the entire city. It was like purplish blue. They just fired it up on July 5th to the highest level ever. And I don't know about you, I've been experiencing some weird stuff in the past couple days. Let's just review what's happened globally. We had the Georgia Guidestones apparently get bombed. I watched the video. It didn't look like that to me, or an explosive. It looked like an RPG, like somebody, you know, from Iraq would have, because there was clearly a direction to where the explosion went. But that's called America's Stonehenge, if you don't know that. The Georgia Guidestones call for a permanent population of 500 million humans on Earth. Now, if you do the math, we have almost 8 billion human beings alive today on this planet. Basically, the very first law of these giant 13,000-pound monoliths said we need to basically eradicate about 90-95% of the human population. That was the first thing it said. Well, act of God, literally the next day, it gets torn down. They don't know who did it. Then the next day in England, Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, steps down. Maybe you don't care, but that's pretty big deal. And then yesterday, the former Japanese Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, was assassinated in broad daylight, giving a speech in front of people with cameras everywhere. A former Japanese Special Forces service member in the Japanese military made a makeshift, let's call it just a shotgun, that's what it was, and he assassinated the Prime Minister. What is going on? Ever since they fired up that Hadron Collider, the world's getting even more crazy than it already was. So again, back to the point, I'm here. Griffith Observatory, this is in the United States of America, right? You need a passport to get in. You need to show your proof of vaccination. Even if you have a pre-existing condition and you're not told not to take it, even if it violates your personal or religious beliefs, the city of Los Angeles will not allow you to enter a public space. You want to know what also happened in history? The Jews in Nazi Germany. Thank you, ma'am. I'm sorry that I'm inconveniencing your day. I appreciate it. It's a public space, so people need to hear this. God bless you both. Thanks for your feedback. But the Jews in Nazi Germany were restricted from public spaces based on, it was a German health pass. And if you weren't up to date when your medical procedures or vaccinations at the time, you wouldn't be allowed in a public space. So if you want to judge history, city of Los Angeles is being run by Nazis right now. We don't have any pandemics. The CDC said this is, I think, a green zone now. Nobody's getting sick here. Nobody's in the hospital from COVID. So why is the city of Los Angeles segregating our society? We're literally creating a new caste system. Might as well go back to Brown versus Board of Education. We're in the process of repealing Supreme Court cases. We should overturn, I guess, Brown versus Board. Start segregating people not only on their religion, but again by their race. Maybe by their gender, since we all want to argue about that these days. And what I want to know is, when are us conspiracy theorists going to be start being called prophets? Because we've been right about everything. My own mother, and I respect people that do this, my own mother got the COVID vaccine. She believed the lies. She was threatened with her job. She was told that she needs it to and then life would go back to normal. Guess what? She realized they're lying to her after they came out with the first booster. She sees that now in Israel, you need 3 boosters to be fully up to date. She hears Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, saying through his health secretary, you're never going to be fully vaccinated, ever. COVID-19 doesn't matter. Monkeypox? You guys hear about that one? Right now, even though it's like not really transmissible, for some reason, monkeypox is starting to bounce around all over the world right now. So much that the head of the World Health Organization, Tedros, he had to come out and say, you know, it's actually pretty concerning what's happening with monkeypox. So maybe you're hearing from me first. If you did, remember, but they're going to use future pandemics to do exactly what they did to us all over again. But if you read history, this is what I tell people. You can either know history or believe the government. You can't do both. Anyone that has read enough history should know that the government never tells us the truth. From aliens, remember that? We were also called conspiracy theories about aliens, remember that? Oh, go put your tinfoil hat on. You're watching the movie Science again with Mel Gibson, right? And then we have the head of the Department of Defense now going, we actually have UFOs and we don't know what they are. Yeah, it's kind of scary. We have service members saying they're performing maneuvers that are just physically impossible. But hey, what do I know? I got to put my tinfoil hat back on so you know what to call me. the next phase of this whole plandemic. Mark my words. They're going to eliminate cash. And if you're invested in Bitcoin, listen up. 150,000 Bitcoin are about to be released to the market over the Mt. Gox settlement. I don't know if you remember back when Bitcoin was like a cyberpunk thing. Tons of money, billions of dollars was lost when this exchange got hacked. Well, they just settled. 150,000 Bitcoin are going to flood the Bitcoin market in the next couple weeks. They're going to destroy Bitcoin so that they can roll out the central bank digital currencies. If you think I'm crazy, read up and go read about in China. They already have released the digital yuan. They already have digital money in China. And here's the crazy part. With cash, anyone that's willing to accept it can accept it. In China, they can turn your money off. They can say, you know what? If you try to travel more than 5 miles from where you live, your money's not going to work. If you try to get on a train, you can't get on the train. If you try to buy a plane ticket, you can't buy a plane ticket. It's all being done at the same time. We have 196 countries that just signed the World Health Organization Pandemic Preparedness Treaty. In the next 2 years, it will be fully ratified unless, of course, something breaks out and they rush it through like they always do. But under this new pandemic treaty, the World Health Organization will set global standards for responses to future pandemics. So what does that mean? Well, if the WHO, which by the way is unelected, so you can't even say that it represents the people in any way, shape, or form. It is unelected and it has no accountability to the people in what in any way. They will set the standards. So if you say you need to roll out this new experimental vaccine and 100% of your population has to have it, that will be your policy in that country. And if you refuse, which you're allowed to, they will not help you in any way. You'll be cut off of the banking system. You'll be cut off of all support. So it's coercive. They're going to force countries to do it. But nobody seems to care, because they're giving us this illusion of that we're still free and that this is, remember, we kept saying, let us go back to normal. That's where we are right now. We're back to, quote, normal. But the city of LA still has its COVID policies in place. Even though COVID isn't really an issue anymore, they still have you masking up and putting a mask over your children and yourself. But you can walk around outside and take beautiful pictures with your family. You're not going to get anyone sick apparently outside. COVID checks at the door and says, hey, I'm not coming out. Sunlight scares me. Donald Trump was right. And by the way, no, I'm not a Trump supporter. I can't stand Trump. Trump is, and all the conservatives are the same, are the opposite side of the same coin. It was Mark Twain that said, if voting made a difference, they wouldn't let us do it. And it's true. We don't vote for, when was the last time you voted for the head of the CIA? The head of the Bank of International Settlements, the head of the Federal Reserve. No, you get to vote for a politician with a crooked smile like Gavin Newsom. Oh, hey, California, free money. Hey, vote for me, free money. How is that even legal? I'm literally just going to give people the money. Here you go. Whee! Vote for me in November because Democrats love you. But then the Republicans are just as bad. Let's be real. It's all an illusion. This is how I tell who's really on the up and up and who's not. Do they practice what they preach? Gavin Newsom has been caught. He was speaking against Montana, saying it's discriminates against people of the LGBTQ ampersand sign. I don't even know what it is these days, and that's not it. I like all people. It's just a matter of I can't even keep up anymore. He said we're not going to allow state employees to travel to Montana because it discriminates. But he just got caught vacationing. Guess where? Anyone? Elena. Montana. Come on, guys. I used to be a stand-up comedian. I started doing this because nobody thought I was funny. They did. They laughed me off stage, but not at my jokes. Anyways, all members of the government are liars. Let's be real. They promise the world, but then they take away your freedom. They tell you you can't go outside. They close down the parks. They close down the beaches. They close down right now the Griffith Observatory. You didn't get your vaccine. Sorry, can't go. Like, I'm obviously not black, but I understand discrimination. Why? Because my religion forbids me to take vaccines. I can't do it. My religion also forbids me to register for a social security number. But I basically am allowed to be excluded from society because I won't conform based on my religion. Isn't that why the pilgrims came over here? For religious freedom? But you can't tell the government, you can't tell Gavin Newsom, you can't tell the CDC or anyone, the city of LA, that you don't want an experimental. Didn't we just have SCOTUS overturn women's rights, Roe versus Wade? By the way, did you know the Roe in that? That she is actually an outspoken pro-lifer. Look it up if you don't believe me. She does a PSA where she basically regrets her decision. She's got 3 kids and she's never had the A word. I'll spare the word. But anyways, we just talked about my body, my choice. My body, my choice. Men can have babies too, but my body, my choice. These protests for pro women's rights exclude women if they haven't been vaccinated. What? Your body, your choice. You can't let the government tell you what to do if you're a woman unless it's with a vaccine. That makes no sense. Come on, I'm just calling out hypocrisy when I see it. I'm all about pro-choice. I'm all about freedom. You want to do that? You know what? As well-intentioned as legislating morality is, Ron Paul said it best. It always creates a black market. Always. And what happens is women get harmed. So that's the end result. Women will get harmed as a result of this. Maybe the babies are protected, but women will be harmed. I'm about, let's create a world where that is not a viable option for women. How many women in this country alone have a baby daddy that doesn't pay child support? Maybe he's not even in the picture, he just bailed. How many women in LA alone have no actual family support? They're living on their own, they're on government welfare. Let's create a society where we look out for our fellow man like Jesus taught us. Let's not argue about, was Jesus the Son of God? Let's live according to his law. Did you know in Islam, Jesus is the most mentioned person in the entire Quran, both directly and indirectly, even more so than the Prophet Muhammad? Did you know that? If you're a Christian, if you're a Jew, did you know that the Quran also says that Jesus is the Messiah? Wow, so 2 of the most dominant world religions are suddenly in agreement if people just read the books, like I did. What we argue about is history. What we argue about is, has the word been corrupted by man? Well, if the government lies to us about our own history, don't you think the people that control the world religions, because come on, the Catholic Church could end world hunger. If you're a Catholic, I was raised Catholic. The Catholic Church has enough financial resources to eradicate world hunger today. But they won't do it. You know why? They just deleted it this week. But the United Nations had a page that said there are benefits to world hunger. There are benefits to global famine. And they deleted it after they got a lot of criticism when people stumbled upon it. So that's why the Catholic Church, while the Pope sits on his gold throne, right? Just like the Queen of England. They sit on their gold throne with their gold ornaments and talk to us about caring for the sick and the poor and the needy. While they also support governments such as our own that tax success. I'm not saying that the wealthy shouldn't pay their fair share. I'm saying nobody should pay their share to the government. Because let's be real, the most violent entity with a monopoly on violence in the world is the government. You think I'm crazy? Elon Musk said that. All you people driving Teslas. The government has a monopoly of violence. You can't ever commit violence against somebody else, but the government can break into your house without a warrant, or it can take your vehicle from you in a civil asset forfeiture, violating your due process rights. But you can't do that to them. That's called monopolization of power and violence. We as a society, because we all believe in God, almost all of us believe in God in some way, even those of you that are just spiritual, those of you that are agnostic, that you won't deny the existence of God, but you believe that something's out there. We all agree that there's one God. So let's focus on what we agree with. What has that one God said to all his people in various religions over time? You may only serve God and worship God. When you pay taxes to the government, how are you serving and worshiping God? Doesn't the U.S. military use your tax money to bomb Somalia, to bomb Iraq, to install puppet dictators in Venezuela? Doesn't the government experiment on its own people like the Tuskegee experiments? We got a large minority and black population here. I bet you all remember in history they experimented on black people. Well, guess how? With vaccines. They said that they were just experimenting on and checking a new thing. No, they were giving them syphilis. That's a fact. If you think that's a conspiracy, look it up. You can find it. They'll talk about it in the U.S. archives. That was public testimony. But here we go, and it just saddens me. Again, this all started about L.A. Elmo, get your shot, people. And not just COVID, it's going to be more. It was Bill Gates who predicted the COVID-19 pandemic. Bet you all didn't know this one. In October 2019... in New York, there was a thing called the Event 201. Event 201 was a global coronavirus pandemic simulation with mock reporters, actors, government, you know, in front of the government, you know, stand and everything, simulating the global, how the world will respond to a pandemic caused by a coronavirus. Just what, 5 months later or 4 months later, they declared a global pandemic of the COVID-19 coronavirus. So when Bill Gates starts talking about what's going to happen, I always pay attention. Back in 2021, Bill Gates, while being interviewed by Hollywood's, from The Tonight Show, what's his face? Anyway, he was giving an interview with on The Tonight Show, and Stephen Colbert said, Bill Gates, we should have listened to you the first time around. What are we not doing that we should prepare for the next pandemic? And Bill Gates, with his smug little smile, says, well, you know, the biggest fear that I have is that a pandemic will be started by a bioterrorist event. Basically, we're, like a 9/11 attack, but with like a dirty, you know what. Well, did you know that they're actively not only discussing this, they did a global, and this was in Germany. This was about a month ago. In Hamburg, Germany, I believe it was, they conducted a global monkeypox pandemic simulation, just like they did right before COVID-19. And they also did it in 2021. They're preparing for another pandemic. Make no mistake, COVID-19 is not the end of it. And they are deceiving all of us right now, thinking that a COVID-19 shot is a regular vaccine. You got the MMR vaccine, you got the chickenpox vaccine. It's just like the same thing. It's in a needle, and we put it in your arm, right? Well, wrong. Also, Bill Gates, bet you didn't know this, he owns a patent. You can look it up. The number is 2020-060606A2. It is owned by Microsoft. It basically converts the human body into a digital payment system. So basically, instead of having your credit card on your phone like Apple Pay, you're going to have somehow your credit card inside or on your body. Also, Bill Gates was involved with MIT's Robert Langer. He's the head bioscience scientist at MIT. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with MIT developed what's called the microneedle array patch. It might be COVID-19 or it might be monkeypox or whatever's next. We're going to see them roll it out in the future, though, and it's going to look like a little square band-aid. That's how you're going to get your new vaccine. They're going to peel it off and they put it on your hand and it's invisible. That's it. But what they're also not telling you right now, and they won't tell you then, is remember that digital health pass I talked about? You're going to have, it's called It is a quantum dot tag. Rice University actually covered this story, and they called it a digital barcode. The microneedle array vaccine delivery system gives you an invisible, scannable digital ID barcode that's basically like a QR code. along with the technology also owned by Gates, the one I told you, 2020-06-06-06-A2, you take away zeros, right, because zero means nothing, it's literally 2020-666. Any Christians out here? You seen Build Back Better? Replace the B with a little B, it looks like a 6. 666, they wanted us to social distance by 6 feet with all those little markers inside of your local grocery store, Target or Walmart. If you represent those little dots numerically, you have 666 all over the place, everywhere in supermarkets, right in front of everyone's faces. But we don't notice it. We are living in the time of judgment. All I'm going to tell you is everything's going to happen except the end, where Jesus ascends from the heavens and is like a superhero, and he's beating Satan left and right, like, ha, 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 ha. That's not going to happen. You know why? Because the same people that lie to you in the government also lie to you with history. They lie to you with history. There is no magic solution at the end when all of us are raptured into heaven. The movie with Nicolas Cage, remember that one where all the Christians just disappear? The rapture? That's not going to happen. It's not even in the Bible. We're going to be left, us believers of God are going to be left to fend for ourselves. And all you Christians, all you Muslims, all you Jews, all you Buddhists, or anyone that has faith in a God, God is asking you to step up right now. And I'm sad to say, anyone that got their COVID shot, that's got to get their booster, that's going inside, you guys are not serving God. You guys are serving the beast system. You guys are serving evil. Evil is Elmo being on Sesame Street talking about COVID-19 shots when over 50,000 people have died from the COVID-19 injections globally, and that's only reported cases. Did you know that the U.S. government ran its own study? This was like 20 years ago. They wanted to see how many vaccine adverse reactions are reported to the government through VAERS. They cut the funding because they found that only 1%, 1% of adverse reactions are actually reported. So if you just do some simple math, how many of these deaths that were directly caused by the COVID-19 vaccine, how many of them have gone unreported? I'm seeing more and more news stories these days, a lot of them coming out of Hollywood. Did you know the Druids? The Hollywood. It was a piece of wood that the Druids used to cast spells on people. When you watch TV, you're watching television programming. You're watching a channel. It's right in front of your face. Hollywood is literally brainwashing you. It is modern propaganda. And you don't believe me? Turn on Sesame Street. You can watch Elmo. He'll tell your kid to get a vaccine shot and tell you to have a talk with Elmo's dad about, yes, whether or not you have questions, you should go to this government website, because it's okay to have questions, but it's not okay to say no. Women's rights, my body, my choice, except when it comes to vaccines. Nope, that is the government's decision. I don't remember the government asking us, hey guys, should we vote on this and think, should we segregate society based on vaccines? No, I didn't get to vote. I don't know about you. Maybe I slept in that day. I don't know. But just something to consider. I have 3 kids of my own. And I was excited to bring them here. I went to Griffith Observatory when I was a kid. I was shocked to see that my kids and I were turned away at the door because I didn't put an experimental injection inside of them. Because not only do I don't trust the government, that I just saw a new, and it's not just me, a new poll out, lower trust in government than when Nixon had the Watergate. Remember that, the Watergate fiasco? Yeah, more Americans distrust the government today than after Watergate. And I wonder why. It was, oh, well, I always hear this. Nobody said you wouldn't get COVID if you got the vaccine. Actually, no, Fauci did. He literally said if you get the COVID shot, you won't get COVID. Joe Biden did multiple times. Today, Joe Biden is Ron Burgundy, guys, just so you know. He's not as funny or lovable, but he is Ron Burgundy. He's literally repeating, he's reading what the teleprompter actually says. Repeat line, emphasis on this. No, you're not supposed to read that, Joe Biden. We used to say the last president I ever voted for was Obama, after I realized, man, they're really big liars. He promised the world and Obama just was a liar. More bombs dropped than anyone previously. And he was attacking hospitals in Libya, and he was in Somalia. He was droning weddings and birthday parties and leveling hospitals and schools. That's what they didn't tell you at the 10 o'clock news that comes out of Hollywood. So, and again, There's still time. And even if you got your shot. But oh, last thing I'll tell you guys before I go. In Uruguay. Uruguay sued Pfizer and said they needed to come up with a comprehensive ingredients list and safety report of their COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer withdrew its application for use in Uruguay because it didn't want to disclose what's in the vaccines. Did you know, under, it's not only federal law, I believe it's international law, trade secrets are protected, which means if a company says, hey, this ingredient, if I give it up, that I can't make any money off of it, they don't have to disclose it. So they told us, hey, all these crazy conspiracy theorists, go online, we have an ingredients list. Uruguay proves that's BS. Because when Pfizer was asked to produce its actual ingredients list, they said, nope, we're not gonna do that. Sorry, we're gonna back off and not give you guys shots anymore. What they're not telling you, and this was from a former lawyer that did the application paperwork for Pfizer and other vaccine makers, she said, and many others have, that there is a substance called graphene oxide, specifically graphene hydroxide. It is 100 times more powerful and stronger than steel, but it is so lightweight. I've heard that if we made brake pads out of graphene hydroxide, they would never have to be replaced. Well, in the COVID-19 vaccine, or injections, it's not a vaccine, there's graphene hydroxide at 1 nanometer in length. Basically, there's microscopic razor blade shaped things inside of your vaccines. And that's why we're seeing so many blood clots. That's why we're seeing so many heart attacks. Remember, Hailey Bieber? She had a brain aneurysm? How old is she, like 23? And now Justin Bieber, he's got facial paralysis. And they said, oh, it's some rare, what's that? This way. They say that Justin Bieber has some rare side effect from shingles. Except Bell's palsy, which is facial paralysis, is a known side effect for the COVID-19 shots. And I believe he just had his booster in March. So maybe it's a coincidence, but we're seeing people in their 20s and teens have heart attacks now. Never before in history. We're seeing global fertility drop off a cliff. And we're seeing more and more the government openly saying that they don't care about your freedom. And they're doing things like Roe versus Wade to further divide you. They're doing things like Uvalde and distracting with things like that. And Highland Park to distract you. Want to talk about the Second Amendment? Well, let's talk about the freedom at all. Freedom from getting an mRNA injection. Freedom to be able to transact in society at will. Freedom to go to school, have your kids be educated. Freedom to have a job. How many of you lost your job or were threatened with your job unless you got your shot? My mom was. Luckily, I work for myself. But I know so many people, a lot of my friends and family, were either fired or they were threatened because they wouldn't get an experimental shot. A lot of them are women. Again, my body, my choice. Not if you're a woman when it comes to vaccines and injections. Then the government is your God. So I'm going to leave you with that. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care what skin color you have. I don't care your background, what country you're from, what language you speak. Deep within, you know what is good and what is bad. Deep within, you know right and wrong. If the only reason you're getting COVID-19 injections is because the government is threatening you or saying you're going to be excluded or can't travel, y'all better look at your faith. Y'all better look at your God. Y'all need some Jesus. Not literally, but you know what I mean. I just had to say it. So anyway, enjoy your visit at Griffith Observatory if you're a member of society that has accepted the Mark of the Beast injection and you have no problem being segregated. I see a lot of people of color here. Let's segregate society. We stopped with transgender. Now we're letting boys go in girl bathrooms, girl boy and boys. I still don't get it. I identify as a penguin. Can I go to the zoo? Can I live at the zoo, anyone? Anyway. God bless you all. I'm sorry if I ruined your day. I'm just trying to spread some truth, some love, some light. Stop arguing over stupid things. Love each other. Don't listen to the government. Don't trust the government. And God bless you all.